Liberty. Finally a night off. Fuck yeah. Petty Officer Second Class Victor Gonzalez slicked some gel into his dark brown hair and slathered on some aftershave.
Hey Walsh, you gonna go to that club tonight? Near the plaza?
Another tourist hotspot in picturesque Curacao. Drunken college girls on spring break. Wayward daughters escaping their parents on family cruises. I had no desire to spend my first night on land in 6 months making small talk, hoping to get lucky. I wanted a sure thing, with no strings. No, thanks, man. I'm just gonna head on into town and get a bite to eat. Lieutenant Commander Kyle Lawson trimmed his short black beard and nodded toward me.
You sure? You're my wingman, bro. Vic over here can never close the deal.
Vic threw the bottle of hair gel at Kyle.
Fuck you, Kyle. I have standards. I don't just sleep with every girl who blinks my way.
Yeah, I definitely needed to go solo tonight, even though the three of us always made our mark when we hit the town. Three United States Navy SEALs didn't exactly blend in with the local tourists. We were all ripped, especially since on deployment we all spent all of our free time in the ship's gym. Vic's huge arms were decorated with tattoos. Stupid motherfucker. Identifying markers weren't a plus in the teams. He'd never make SEAL Team 6. And at 6'5" tall, former NFL linebacker Kyle towered over Vic and me, though we could hardly be considered short since we both measured in at over 6 feet. People would stop Kyle all the time and ask him for an autograph, thinking he was a Hollywood movie star or a rapper. Not to mention the two of them looked like a walking Navy SEAL diversity outreach recruitment poster, with me standing out as the blonde-haired, blue-eyed white boy. I'll meet up with you two fools later. For the past 6 months, I'd spent every waking minute with my team, SEAL Team 7 to be precise. We've been circling the Caribbean islands, working our asses off, patrolling and hunting go-fast boats run by South American drug cartels. Tomorrow I plan to snorkel, relax on the beach, and rest before we returned home from deployment. And later tonight, I'd meet up with Kyle and Vic and get hammered. But first things first, I needed some pussy. I pulled on my civilian clothes, which felt foreign to my body. Sandals and shorts, instead of boots and utes. I glanced in the mirror and debated whether to shave off my full beard. No point. One benefit of being a SEAL was our relaxed grooming standards. The Marines on our carrier still had to shave daily and cut their hair within regulation. We SEALs could grow full beards and keep our hair longer to blend in undercover. I certainly wasn't trying to impress anyone tonight, so I grabbed my wallet and headed out. Where the fuck was that brothel again? I visited it last time we were here. Some of the team guys refused to pay for sex. They'd rather cheat on their wives or girlfriends with unsuspecting co-eds or stay on ship all night reading the Bible. Fuck that. I didn't have a wife or a girlfriend. Some woman back home to screw around on me while I was deployed 9 months out of the year? No thanks. I tried that once. I don't think our ship had even left the dock before she already had another guy's cock in her mouth. Never again. At least I wasn't one of those guys slipping in and out of women's lives, filling them with empty promises. I'd seen enough of those men growing up. Assholes taking me to baseball games, vowing to be my new dad, fucking my mom and then vanishing. I never made any commitments, except to my country and to my men. Sleeping with a prostitute was the definition of safe sex to me. Neon-colored buildings lined the streets, some marked with graffiti. A dark-skinned Colombian man with a visible gun in a holster approached me.
Hey, sailor, looking for a good time?
Damn straight. I hadn't laid eyes on a woman in 6 months. I said no words, just nodded my head and followed him into an alley, where he frisked me for a gun. I was all clear. The sun beat down on the broken pavement, and I realized what a dumbass I was for going to a brothel in daylight. But I didn't give a fuck. The multicolored beaded curtain crashed in the wind, and I heard some Caribbean music in the background. The man rang a bell, and at least a dozen women ran from the back of the ramshackle house. They were dressed in cheap heels and trashy 90s. This wasn't no high-class joint, but that was fine with me. One brunette caught my eye. Her black thong was hiked up high on her hips, like she was stuck in some 80s music video. Light-skinned, long legs, small breasts. She seemed older and more withdrawn than the others, and she was the only one who didn't make eye contact with me. I pointed. Her.